Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is September 16th, 1951, and the title is White Fury. Hope you enjoy.
What? Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's Corn Pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. As United States Marshal, Wild Bill Hickok was sworn to fight the most vicious outlaws of the West, bandits, rustlers, gunmen. But he also concerned himself with the problems of little folks. One of those folks was Dan O'Brien, who ran a horse ranch. Not a large one, but it was all that Dan had. That and his young daughter, Molly. One afternoon, Wild Bill and his jolly deputy, Jingles, were at Dan's corral, enjoying some bronc busting as Molly looked on.
Woo! Lay in the saddle, Bill! Ride that critter down!
Ride it, Wild Bill! Ride it!
He's doing all right, Molly. Sticking to that bronc like there was glue in the saddle.
Jingles, I'm coming off.
Swing him along the fence, Bill.
Here he comes.
Made it. Thanks, Jingles.
Man, what a ride you gave that bronc.
That's the first time anybody ever stayed on him, Wild Bill.
Your dad sure has a good horse there, Molly.
Oh, there's Dad back from town already. He said he was going there on business.
Who's that with him?
Mr. Schuyler. He's our neighbor. Hi, Daddy.
Howdy to you, Dan.
Hello, boys. Molly, honey, I think you'd better run up to the house.
Well, all right, Daddy.
Gents, meet Alex Schuyler, owns the Lazy S just to the west. Alex, this is Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy. I'm
mighty glad to know you, Hickok, Jingles.
Something troubling you, Dan?
Oh, plenty, Bill. I guess you know what living I make comes from the sale of my horses.
Yeah, and you've got some mighty good ones, Dan.
Oh, I did have, till White Fury showed up.
White Fury?
A wild stallion that roams the hills south of my land. Proud beauty if I ever saw one. Trouble is, word's been getting around that White Fury's a killer. What's more, folks are saying the stallion's been getting into my herd.
I see. Anybody sure White Fury's a killer?
Nobody knows for a fact. But naturally, they're not going to buy any of my herd if they think the killer strain's gotten into them.
Yeah, it's too bad, Dan, but you can't exactly blame them.
No, Alex, guess I wouldn't either. Especially when you can get horses other places easy enough.
Well, now, seems to me the thing to do is to find out the truth about White Fury, if he really is a killer.
We're trying, Jingles. But meantime, I can't sell my horses and keep up my mortgage.
Oh? You got one of them things, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just talked to Sam Carter at the bank about an extension, but got nowhere. Looks like I stand to lose all I've got.
Don't you know anybody who will help you, Dan?
Dan, you know I'd loan you the money. Tell folks we're sure about your herd, but my money's tied up.
I wouldn't ask it, Alex. Maybe there's time. Jim Rogers, my foreman, is going out to try and round up White Fury.
Jim's a mighty good hand with horses.
Dan, I think Jingles and I'll have a look around those South Hills.
Getting awful late, Bill. Looks like we won't have any luck today.
We can ride a little further before dark, Jingles.
But it's getting half past supper time, partner.
Hey, wait a minute. Look over there in the hills. It's a light.
Yeah, somebody with a torch. Bill, all at once it's gone. Now that's funny.
Nothing to bother us, I guess.
But a feller doesn't put out a torch just when it starts getting dark.
Well, come on, let's keep moving.
You might as well, but I'm still saying
Jingles.
That...
Hey, look.
Now, what do you see, Bill?
At the top of that high ridge, standing against the sky.
A white stallion. Now, ain't he a beautiful hunk of horse flesh?
I've never seen a horse like him before. So that's White Fury.
Yeah. Standing there like he owned the whole world with a fence around it.
Yeah, he's what we came looking for. Let's go get him. Come on, boy.
Oh, my rope's ready.
Follow this draw. We'll try and circle it.
Well, if he don't get other ideas...
Hold it, Jingles. Woo, butcha. Woo, boy. Woo.
Bill! I thought you said we was going after White Fury.
Forget him for now. That man lying on the ground.
Huh, lucky thing you saw him.
Not so lucky, Jingles. There's nothing we can do for him now.
Look, it's Jim Rogers, Dan's foreman. He was out to catch White Fury. Well, looks like he's been trampled to death.
That's right. By the hoofs of a horse. There's sure plenty of marks.
Yeah. The hoofs of a killer horse, Bill. It looks like they were right about White Fury.
Hi, partners. Here's your old sidekick, Panhandle Jim. You know, lots of young buckaroos, when they listen to a show like this, get so excited they start biting their nails. Well, you shouldn't ought to do that. Your mom will tell you it's a bad habit. What you ought to do is bite into a handful of Kellogg's Corn Pops. That's a good habit, because Kellogg's Corn Pops is a wonderful new eating cereal that's already sweetened for you. Now, come Wild Bill Hickok time on the radio, I sit back and listen while I eat my Corn Pops just like candy, right out of the box. But come breakfast time, I eat them in a bowl with milk. No sugar, mind you. The sweetening's already there, and plenty of it. Say, in that shiny silver-like bag that your Corn Pops are sealed in, right inside the box, keeps your Kellogg's Corn Pops fresh up to 10 times longer. And tell your mom this, that bag's plumb wonderful for storing things in the refrigerator or for wrapping sandwiches and keeping them fresh and tasty. Now, you're going to want Kellogg's Corn Pops at your place, sure, if you haven't already got them like most folks. Now, listen to this. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles rode into the hills, hoping to prove that the great wild stallion known as White Fury was not a killer, and that the killer strain had not gotten into Dan O'Brien's herd. But shortly after spotting White Fury, they stumbled onto the body of Jim Rogers, Dan's foreman, dead and marked with horses' hooves. Back in town, word got around fast.
I just heard the news, Mr. O'Brien. It's too bad about your foreman.
It can't be helped now. Meet Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. Gents, this is Sam Carter, town banker.
Hello, Mr. Carter.
A pleasure, Mr. Hickok. Jingles.
Howdy.
Mr. O'Brien, I guess you know what this all means.
You're talking about the mortgage on my ranch, of course.
Now that we know White Fury's a killer, your herd's ruined. It's more than a rumor now.
Oh, but if you'd just give me a little longer...
No, I can't give you any more time. We'll have to foreclose, and as soon as possible.
Yeah, I guess there's no more to be said. You riding with us in the morning, Bill?
Not this time, Dan.
But, Bill, why not?
We could sure use both of you.
You'll have plenty of men. Besides, Jingles and I have another job to do.
Bill, I sure don't get you. Long as we're riding in these hills this morning, why didn't we come with the rest of them?
You and I sometimes do better alone, Jingles.
Oh, we didn't get a lick of sleep. I declare I could lay right down in a cactus patch and dream about goose feathers.
We spotted White Fury along about here last night.
Bill, you know, I'll just bet you don't think White Fury's a killer horse at all.
There's plenty of evidence against him, but I'm not convinced. Let's put it that way. Hey, Jingles. There, through the willows.
By a watering hole, just where I thought he'd be.
He's already got wind of us. If we're lucky, we can corral him in that Box Canyon up ahead there.
If we're lucky.
All right, spread out now. Drive him ahead. Hiya!
Hey!
Easy now, Jingles.
Hey, Billy took our bait right into that Box Canyon.
Rain up now. Whoa, watch out. Whoa, boy.
Whoa. White Fury ain't gonna like being trapped.
He'll try to make a break once he finds out.
Then heaven help us.
Let him come between us. We'll try to rope him from either side.
Here he comes.
All right, spread up. Dab that loop, Jingles.
Hey, we got him, Bill. We got him.
All right, keep the rope tight. Hold him, Jingles.
Bill! Bill, what are you doing? Now, get away from him, Bill.
Now for my saddle.
Your saddle? Oh, Bill, are you loco?
You just keep that rope tight, Jingles.
Oh, Bill, nobody can ride that horse. Nobody. But Bill.
Let it go, Jingles. I'm riding him.
Bill! Bill, dive into the brush while you can. Jump, will you?
Coming your way, Jingles.
This is the end, I knew it. Bill, for the last time.
Easy, boy. Easy, boy. Settle down there now. Nobody's gonna hurt you.
Well, I'm a crop-eared, ring-tail bobcat.
Well, Jingles, does White Fury look like a killer horse to you now?
No, no. Wild and spirited, but not a killer. But try and convince other folks of that.
Maybe we can, with Molly's help.
Molly? Dan O'Brien's little girl?
Yes, if she's game. Meantime, we'll get to the bottom of Jim Rogers' killing. Now that we know White Fury didn't do it.
Well, but hold on, Bill. How's little old Molly going to help us?
Listen carefully, Jingles, because I want you to take the plan to her.
Well, what'll you be doing?
Talking to Sam Carter, the town banker. While we build a hidden corral for White Fury, I'll explain everything.
Have a seat, Mr. Hickok. What can I do for you?
Just a couple of questions, if you don't mind, Mr. Carter.
Anything I can answer. I guess there's no good word from the boys who rode into the South Hills this morning.
No, I don't think they found White Fury.
Well, running down a vicious killer like that won't be easy. But he's got to be found. White Fury's caused enough damage, especially to Dan O'Brien's herd.
Mr. Carter, what would a lighted torch be doing in those South Hills?
Torch, Mr. Hickok?
Yeah, Jingles and I saw one last night.
I wouldn't know.
Something else, too. How far does Dan O'Brien's ranch go into those hills?
His property line runs along the first high ridge, about where you spotted White Fury last evening, I guess. Why do you ask?
Just wondered, Mr. Carter. You know, I've heard talk that there might be valuable ore on that land.
Yes, a rumor's been going around for years about silver to be found there. Just a rumor.
Any actually been found?
No, none's ever been brought in. I am sure you can forget that. But why...
Thanks very much, Mr. Carter. I guess that's all.
Mr. Hickok, I know you're trying to help Dan O'Brien out of his trouble with the bank, but I've got the stockholders to consider. I wish I could do something.
Maybe you can. So long, Mr. Carter.
Get in here, Max.
He gone, Carter?
Yeah, Hickok's gone. But he started snooping. Way too much. You better mount up and tell your boss.
What are you so jumpy about?
I've heard of Marshal Hickok's reputation, that's all. I don't like it.
You got nothing to worry about. What you're doing's all legal.
But what you and your boss are up to isn't.
Leave that to us. It ain't your neck.
But I tell you, Hickok's asking questions. Way too many. What if they find out?
Let them try. If Hickok and Jingles get too nosy, they'll end up right where Jim Rogers did. Under the hoofs of White Fury.
Jingles told you everything, Molly?
Yeah, and she's game, Bill. Ain't you, Molly?
Sure, I'll do anything you want me to, Wild Bill.
It'll take plenty of nerve, Molly. I wouldn't be asking you, except it's the only way.
I'm not scared. Jingle says it may help save my daddy's horse ranch.
Well, let's hope it does, and we're counting on you, Molly. All right, let's go, Jingles.
Where to now, Bill?
To the spot in the hills where we saw that lighted torch disappear. I've got to find out what it means.
Easy, boy. Now, easy on this slope.
That ridge we just crossed is the boundary to Dan O'Brien's ranch, Jingles.
Well, what about it? I thought we was looking for where we saw that torch.
That's right. Somewhere near here. Ooh, boy. Ooh, boy.
Oh.
Hey, Jingles. There you are. Cave in by the mesquite.
Yeah, looks like a prospector's digging.
That's where the torch disappeared to.
Well, what would a feller be doing out here that time of night? Don't see nobody now.
Maybe inside will tell us. Keep your eyes open, Jingles.
Bill, you get us into some of the doggonest places.
Well, here's the torch. Might as well light it up and see where we're going.
Well, I guess folks is always digging in these hills, not finding anything.
No, Jingles. Have a look at that vein. Small, but it widens out the further we go.
Why, hey, it could be silver.
And notice which way the tunnel runs.
North, if that's what you mean. Why?
It tells us why Dan O'Brien's been having so much trouble holding his ranch.
It does? It does. Why, sure. Now the way I've got it figured is... Oh, couple of rocks here.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me see them.
Oh, just rocks. Bill, that looks like bloodstains on them.
Yeah, Jingles. Notice how they're shaped.
Yeah, just like horses' hooves. The hooves that killed Jim Rogers.
Bring them along. We'll look around a little bit more and then get out of here.
Getting out of here just suits me fine.
Hold it here, Max. Right outside the mine.
I knowed we should have followed Hickok and Jingles' boss, I told you.
This is as far as they're going.
They'll find out plenty in there.
For what good it'll do them? That Hickok and his overgrown partner snoop once too much.
We gonna go in and get them?
I take a chance. You hide on the other side of the opening. When they come out, we'll blast them down.
I got you. In our crossfire, they won't know what hit them.
Let's get outside to our horses, Jingles. We haven't got much time.
Not if Molly's on the job.
No, I think we can count on her, all right.
You know, with the evidence we got, somebody's got some tall explaining to do.
Once they show their hand, they'll leave the torch right there where it was.
Ooh-wee. Sure is good to get out in the daylight again. Now, if the rest is as easy...
Jingles, look out!
Why, them dry gulch and muley cows all...
Get back, Jingles!
Bill! Bill, you're hit, Bill!
Ooh, just a second, Rangers. Let me simmer down here from all the goings-on. Catch my breath a little. See, I want you young ranch hands to know the reason why Kellogg's Corn Pops is better than most other cereals. That's because it's a two-way cereal. Good at pleasing folks two ways when it comes to eating. Now, one way is right out of the box, just like you eat candy. Yes, sir, they're a real tasty snack with a sweetening already on them. Now, the other way to eat Corn Pops is out of the bowl with milk. But remember what I said about the sweetening. Don't go wasting a lot of extra sugar on them. They're already sweetened for you. Tasty puffed-up hearts of corn all ready to go. My partners, they're a real two-gun, two-way cereal with B vitamins, vitamin D, with important minerals and food energy, too. So if you aren't already settled back enjoying Kellogg's Corn Pops, you better saddle up and ride down the store tomorrow and get a load of them. You'll need plenty, because the whole family's going to be getting into them. Now, let's say our little saying all together. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. And Pops love Pops. Good for you. Hell, right now, I'm almost bussing to get back to the show. How about you?
Entering a silver mine near the border to Dan O'Brien's horse ranch, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles found just the evidence they wanted. But as they stepped out of the mine entrance, they were met with an ambush from two unknown assailants, and Bill was hit.
Bill!
Forget me, Jingles. They just got me in the shoulder. Look out for yourself.
I'll flush out them yellow-backed hootie owls.
Back in the cave, Jingles.
That got them there scooting like heel flies was after them. Hey, look. A bunch of riders in front of the bank. I reckon they gave up trying to find White Fury for the day.
Yeah, Dan O'Brien's there, too.
Yeah, and Skyler, Banker Carter, plenty of others.
Good. The stage is all set. Now watch me now, Jingles.
Bill, what happened to you?
I'll explain it later, Dan.
You might say a June bug bit him, only it ain't June.
I don't understand.
Never mind me. No luck finding White Fury, fellas?
No, but we're going out again tonight, and this time I'm riding with him. How about you, Max?
Sure, Skyler. We're going to put an end to that killer horse.
You bet you are.
No, you're not. You're all wrong. White Fury isn't a killer at all.
What are you talking about, Hickok?
Bill, I wish I could believe you, but you know yourself what happened to Rogers.
Just the same, Bill's telling the truth, Dan.
We'd all like to believe you, Mr. Hickok, but after all, you have to give us proof.
I'll show you the proof, Mr. Carter, soon enough.
Oh, don't listen to him. Come on, let's go get that murdering stallion.
Now, wait a minute. First, maybe you'd like to have a look at that horse coming.
Big white horse.
It's White Fury.
White Fury, and my daughter's riding him. Molly!
Howdy to you, Miss Molly!
Wow, Jingles, Wild Bill. Hi, Daddy.
Molly, what are you doing?
Oh, she's just enjoying a little ride. Best horse lady in 16 counties.
Stand, White Fury.
Well, that proof enough for you, Banker Carter?
Why,
it's proof enough for me. That horse is no killer. But I don't get it. If White Fury didn't kill Jim Rogers, who did?
Show them the rocks, Jingles.
Well, here they are. Look at them, folks. Shaped like horses' hooves. They were used to kill Rogers to make it look like White Fury did it.
But why?
Just to make it impossible for Dan O'Brien to make enough money to hold on to his ranch. Somebody else wanted it.
And the reason they wanted it was because of a silver mine. The really rich part runs down over into Dan's land, so the real killer was the one that was digging the mine.
Yeah, but Bill, if we don't know who that is...
Let's find out, Dan. Who was it urged Sam Carter to foreclose in your ranch so he and Carter could take over your property?
I'll tell it. Alex Schuyler, your neighbor and best friend.
Oh, you're lying. You can't prove that.
Let's see what Carter has to say.
I did nothing that wasn't legal.
On the surface, anyway. You had a right to foreclose, but Schuyler was involved in a murder.
Get it now, Banker Carter? If you don't want the same thing on you.
Schuyler, Max, let's get out of here.
Not until I...
Watch, Max! Hey! Good draw for a wounded man, Bill.
We got Carter.
Watch your shoulder, Bill. Schuyler's all mine. I'll learn you to gun down my partner. You no good hopper grass. Shooting Wild Bill when he ain't looking. Now, just for a sample. Now, get up from there so I can knock you down again.
Yeah, no, Jingles, no.
I'm just starting to commence.
That's enough, Jingles.
No, Bill, after what he did to you, I'm...
I think Schuyler and his friends have enough coming without that.
Now, ain't that the truth?
Go ahead, Dan.
All right, hold still now while I pour this medicine into the wound.
No,
it's gonna sting.
Dan.
Now take it easy, Jingle.
No,
this
Dan.
Is all we got to clean it with.
Oh.
But Daddy's pouring it on Bill. What are you hollering about, Jingle?
Huh? Oh, well, I got so used to sharing all of Bill's troubles, I just naturally figured the doggone stuff was stinging me, too.
Isn't everything wonderful? I think we ought to have a celebration.
That sounds like a good idea, Molly.
Yeah. Now, what kind of a celebration you got in mind, honey?
Well, I could cook you some chicken and dumplings.
Chicken and dumplings? Now you're talking, Molly. You know, and just for that, when I grow up, I'm going to marry you.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, folks, that's all for today. We'll be back your way again next week with another story for you.
Yes, sirree. And if you're hankering for some real gun smoke and action, you be with us, will you?
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ann Whitfield, Bob Bruce, Barney Phillips, Will Wright, Clayton Post, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.